my utmost for his highest. December the 23rd. How can I personally partake in the atonement? In Galatians 6:14 we read, But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ always forces an issue of will. Do I accept God's verdict on sin in the cross of Christ? Have I the slightest interest in the death of Jesus? Do I want to be identified with his death, to be killed right out to all interest in sin, in worldliness, in self? To be so identified with Jesus that I am spoilt for everything else but him? The great privilege of discipleship is that I can sign on under his cross, and that means death to sin. Get alone with Jesus, and either tell him that you do not want sin to die out in you, or else tell him that at all costs you want to be identified with his death. Immediately you transact in confident faith in what our Lord did on the cross. A supernatural identification with his death takes place, and you will know a knowledge that passes knowledge, that your old man is crucified with Christ. The proof that your old man is crucified with Christ is the amazing ease with which the life of God in you enables you to obey the voice of Jesus Christ. Every now and again, our Lord lets us see what we would be like if it were not for himself. It is a justification of what he said. Without me, you can do nothing. And that is why the bedrock of Christianity is personal, passionate devotion to the Lord Jesus. We mistake ecstasy of our first introduction into the kingdom for the purpose of God getting us there. His purpose in getting us there is that we may realize all that identification with Jesus Christ means.